How do you feel about your offensive line?
I feel great. I feel very confident, feel comfortable with the guys we have. We talked all preseason about, you know, finding the best five. We found our best five, and we go play.
What went into the decision to put Donald Stevenson, or leave Donald Stevenson?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, when Fish got hurt and you know, Donald's had a lot of experience over there. You've seen that over his career, and so that's a comfortable spot for him. And then Fish is athletic and smart and knowledgeable of our system that he is, can kind of has played both spots. So it kind of makes that decision a little easier.
How much progress did you say Donald Stevenson's made in the last 18 months?
A lot. I just look back to last year and some of the struggles he had, and he went into this offseason with a great mindset, a great attitude. He came into camp ready to go. He was in shape, sort of took the bull by the horns for him. I think it's a rejuvenation of his career right now, and he's playing at a high level. Very happy to see that.
His attitude changed a lot?
It has. I think too, as you mature in this league, you tend to grow up a little bit, and then things become a little more important, and you've seen that over the course of his career.
Doug, what have you seen out of Tarkey? I remember seeing him when he first came in, and he looked like he didn't belong, and now all of a sudden he's going to start again. Well, talk about his progression.
I tell you what, he's smart kid, athletic kid, very strong. You know, he's a guy that once he gets his hands on you, it's hard to get away. He's learned to process the information that we're giving him. He's learned to slow his game down, and really kind of solidify that spot, that right guard spot for us, and just the maturity of understanding. The more reps that he gets, the better he's going to become, and that goes without saying for any position. But we're excited to go watch him play and see how he does, now that the bullets will fly for real.
What did he have to do? What did he have to do technique-wise to go from where he was 2 years ago to now?
I don't think it was anything just specifically. Just work on the details. Work on the technique. Work on what Coach Heck is teaching him in individual drills. And then just take that into team drills during training camp, the off season, and now going into the regular season. And the fact that will have an entire week of preparation and practice and understanding what we're presenting him, from a Texans perspective, it just makes him a little more confident knowing his assignment and knowing what to do, and then use those techniques in the game. I'm doing good, thanks. What's it give us? Well, I mean, number one, I mean, there's that athleticism when you go against a team like the Texans, who have a really good defensive front and can get after the passer. As you know, you got guys that can move up front, and you need that. And then you got guys that communicate well along the line of scrimmage, and you need that. And, it starts in the center with Mitch, and we've seen his development and his progress and how far he's come with understanding our terminology and our system, and he communicates that to the left and to the right. And then those guys just spread the information. And the better they communicate, the better they're going to be. And, you keep your head up and your eyes up, and you look at all those line stunts that they do, and you put yourself in a good position to pick those up.
A couple more, guys.
And the fact that four of those five guys played together against the Titans.
Well, it's important, and you also have to just go back and just watch film and just study their techniques, just like we do with the secondary and the coverages. So the more they study and the more they prepare, it gives them a better opportunity to perform on Sunday.
With Morris, is that a deal where – sorry.
That's all right.
With Morris, I mean, here you move him to center. He hasn't played here a couple of years. And now the first game you tell him to go out and block that big thing right in the middle, Wilfork. I mean, do you get to see real early?
I mean, it's a great opportunity for Mitch. I'm excited to see that matchup. I mean, Mitch is such a competitor that I know he's going to do well, and he's going to battle and fight. And will he be perfect? No, nobody's perfect in this game. But you know what? He's going to wipe the dust off, and he's going to get back in there the next play. So, he'll learn from his mistakes and he'll move on. But I'm excited to see that matchup.
Last one, Jason.
You have one of the best playmakers in the league, and Jamal. Getting up there a little bit, though, a little wear and tear. Are you concerned about that at all? Is he poised to have a big year?
I think he's set up to have a good year. Taking care of him through training camp, where you're not banging him all the time, kind of gets him ready for the regular season. And now that the regular season's here and this is game one, you can't worry about that. You know, you just go play and you put him in there. And again, we understand that he's a dynamic player for us, and you know, we're going to use him, and he knows that, and he'll have himself ready to go.
Brad, can I get one more?
Go ahead.
Doug, now that we know that Brooks had the heart attack, what do you remember about that day?
Well, I just know the information that was shared. I mean, it's obviously that's real life, you know, and this is a game that we play, and it's a game we love, and for anything tragic, you know, like that situation to happen, it just kind of puts things into perspective. It humbles you a little bit, and just life is more important than football sometimes, and you know, we get caught up in it, and sometimes we lose sight of that, and that's just something that. It hit me that way that, hey, you just got to take a step back and say, you know what, life is good, and we pray for him and his health, and hopefully everything is good with him.